Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And I'm that old retired cop back with you, Jack McLam. It's good to be back with you, folks. Hope you had a good week. Hope you had a good week. And I've got a good friend that was arrested on Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street protest. Okay, Naomi Wolf. And I want to share her story with you here. Remember, folks, that the second hour is totally open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. The second hour. And I'll give you, when we get close to the top of the hour, I'll give out that call-in number. Okay, you don't need to call in now because you'll be waiting an hour before we have open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. Okay. Naomi Wolf and her partner, Avram Ludwig, were arrested in New York at the Occupy Wall Street protest. And I've got a picture of her here being arrested. How I Was Arrested at Occupy Wall Street by Naomi Wolf, 19 October 2011. Arresting a middle-aged writer in an evening gown for peaceable conduct is a far cry from America when America was a free republic. Last night I was arrested in my hometown outside an event to which I had been invited for standing lawfully on the sidewalk in an evening gown. Let me explain. My partner and I were attending an evening for the Huffington Post, for which I often write. Game Changers 2011 in a venue space of Hudson Street. As we entered the space, we saw about 2,000 or 200 Occupy Wall Street protesters were peaceably assembled and were chanting. They wanted to address Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was going to be arriving at the event very soon. Okay, folks, we'll be right back right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with Extendover. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, folks. It's good to be back with you. Let's go back to this report by Naomi Wolf. As she was arrested in an evening gown for peaceable conduct on the sidewalk. They wanted to address Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was going to be arriving at the event. This is the Wall Street gathering there, folks. They were using a technique that has been known as the human mic, by which the crowd laboriously repeats every word the speaker says, since they had been told that using real mic megaphones was illegal in New York City. In my book, Give Me Liberty, this is Naomi Wolf speaking, a blueprint for how to open up a closing civil society, I have a chapter on permits, which is a crucial subject to understand for anyone involved in protests in the U.S. In 1970s, America protests used to be very effective, but in subsequent decades, municipalities have sneakily created a web of over permits, many different permits. Okay. Requirements that were designed to stifle freedom of assembly and the right to petition government for redress of grievances, both of which are part of our First Amendment. One of these made up permit requirements, which are not transparent or accountable, is the megaphone restriction. So I informed the group on Hudson Street that they had a First Amendment right to use a megaphone, and that the National Lawyers Guild should appeal the issue if they get arrested. And I repeated the words of the First Amendment, which the crowd repeated. Then my partner suggested that I ask the group for their list of demands. Since we would be inside, we thought it would be helpful to take their list into the event, and if I had a chance to talk to the governor, I could pass it on to him. That is how a democracy works, right? The people have a right to address their representatives. We went inside, chatted with a few friends of ours, but needed to leave before the governor had arrived. I decided I would present their list to his office in the morning and write about the response. On our exit, we saw that the protesters had been cordoned off by a now massive phalanx of New York Police Department cops and pinned against the far side of the street, far away from the event they sought to address. I went up and asked them why. They replied that they had been informed that the Huffington Post event had a permit that forbid them to use the sidewalks. I knew from my investigative reporting on New York City permits that this was impossible. A private entity cannot lease the public sidewalks. Even film crews must allow pedestrian traffic. I asked the police for clarification, and I got no response. I went over to the sidewalk at issue and identified myself as a New York City citizen and a reporter, and asked to see the permit in question or to locate the source of the police or event side that claimed to forbid citizens access to the public sidewalk. Finally, a tall man who seemed to be with the event confessed while it did have a permit, the permit did allow for protest so long as we did not block pedestrian passage on the sidewalk. I thanked him, returned to the protesters, and said the permit allows us to walk on the other side of the street if we don't block access. I am now going to walk on the public sidewalk and not block it. It is legal to do so. Please join me if you wish. My partner and I then returned to the event side sidewalk and began to walk peaceably arm in arm, while about 30 or 40 people walked with us in single file, not blocking access to the sidewalk. Then a phalanx of perhaps 40 white-shirted senior officers descended out of seemingly nowhere, and with a megaphone, which was supposedly illegal for citizens to use, one of the senior officers said, "You are unlawfully creating a disruption. You are ordered to disperse." I approached him peaceably, slowly, gently, and respectfully, and said, "I am confused. I was told that the permit in question allows us to walk if we don't block pedestrian access. And as you see, we are complying with the permit. He gave me a look of pure hate. Are you going to back down? He shouted at me. I stood immobilized for a moment. Are you going to get out of my way? He said. I did not even make a conscious decision not to fall back. I simply couldn't even will myself to do so because I knew that he was not giving a lawful order and that if I stepped aside, it would not be because of the law which I was following, but as a capitulation of pure force. In that moment's hesitation, he said, okay, gestured, and my partner and I were surrounded by 20 officers who pulled our hands behind our back and cuffed us with plastic handcuffs. We were taken in a van to the 7th Precinct. The scary part about that is that the protesters and lawyers marched to the 1st Precinct, which handles Hudson Street, but in the van, the police got the message to avoid them by rerouting us. We understood later that the protesters were lied to about our whereabouts. They thought we were at the 1st Precinct, which seemed to me to be a trickle-down of the Bush-era detention practice of unaccountable detention. The officers who had us in custody were very courteous, and several expressed sympathy for the movement's aims. Nevertheless, my partner and I had our possessions taken from us, our ID copied, and we were placed in separate cells for about a half an hour. It was clear that by then the police knew there was no scrutiny of this arrest, so they handled us with great courtesy. But my phone was taken, and for half an hour, I was in a feces and blood-smeared cell, thinking at the moment that the only thing that separates civil societies from barbaric states is the rule of law that finds the prisoners and holds the arresting officer and courts accountable. Another scary outcome I discovered is that when the protesters marched at the 1st Precinct, the whole of Erickson Street was cordoned off, frozen, they were told, by Homeland Insecurity. Obviously, if Homeland Insecurity now has powers to simply take over the New York City streets because of an arrest for peaceable conduct by a middle-aged writer in an evening gown, we have entered a stage of the closing of America, which is a serious departure from our days as a free republic in which municipalities are governed by police forces. The police are now telling my supporters that the permit in question gave the event managers control of the sidewalk. I have asked to see the permit, but still haven't been provided with it. If such a category now exists, I have never heard of it. That, too, is a serious blow to a civil society. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a little break for important messages from Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to finish up this article by my good friend Naomi Wolf. The police are now telling my supporters that the permit in question gave the event managers control of the sidewalk. I have asked to see the permit, but still haven't been provided with it. I have never heard of it. That, too, is a serious blow to our open civil society. What did I take away from all this? Just that, unfortunately, my partner and I became Exhibit A in the process that I have been warning Americans about since 2007. First, they came for the others, the terrorists, the brown persons, the Muslim, the outsider. Then they come for you while you are standing on a sidewalk in an evening dress obeying the law. Thank you, Naomi Wolf, for that very interesting article about why you were arrested. We're going to go now to Mitt Romney, folks. Mitt Romney is not a good person to be our president, okay? Mitt Romney has hired, the American media is strangely silent about Mitt Romney's shadow National Security Council of 50-plus madmen Romney has surrounded himself with as foreign policy advisor. many of whom helped push the U.S. into the disastrous war against Iraq after Saddam Hussein told communist Israel that he wouldn't let Iraq be a part of their new world order. And so we have to go there and do a regime change, take out Saddam Hussein, and put in a dictator that would go along with the new world order of the communist Israelis. Khazars. Okay. Romney had the chutzpah to name his foreign policy after the project of the new American century, the neocon dream of a new Pearl Harbor that was fulfilled on 9/11 by the CIA and the Mossad, blowing us up on 9/11 and blaming it on the Muslims. Several include Michael Hayden on CNN, former CIA director and prominent torture advocate. Michael Hayden said attacking Iran over its nuclear problem might be a good idea, might not be a bad idea. In my personal thinking, I have begun to consider that nuclear war may not be the worst of all possible outcomes, says Michael Hayden, an advisor to Mitt Romney. Another advisor to Mitt Romney is Elliot Cohen, a Jewish man, insanely used the 9/11 attacks to advocate war with Iran. Elliot Cohen, director of the strategic studies programs at Johns Hopkins University, said either we attack Iran or it gets nukes, which is not true, folks. Iran is not building nuclear bombs at all. I have that from my military intel folks that have been looking for 10 years for any evidence that Iran is building nuclear weapons, and they found nothing, zero. They did 18 surprise inspections last year and found them at their nuclear plants and found they were making uranium at 3.5%. which is for nuclear energy, and never did they find any 90%, which is for a nuclear bomb, in those 18 surprise inspections. So my military intel people tell me for 10 years they've been looking for Iran, any evidence that Iran's making nuclear weapons, and they found zero so far. Elliot Cohen. The choices are now what they ever were, an American or an Israeli strike, which would probably cause a substantial war. That's Elliot Cohen, a Jewish man. Eric Edelman, but also another Jewish man, former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney, who was the lackey of the Council on Foreign Relations. Earlier this year, in an article in the Council on Foreign Relations publication, Foreign Affairs, Edelman, along with two other co-authors, said that the U.S. will either have to attack Iran or contain its nuclear weapons capability. And I quote, "The military option should not be dismissed because of the appealing but flawed notion that containment is a relatively easy or low-risk solution to a very difficult problem," unquote, they wrote. I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break for some very important messages from Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back on the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Jack McGlam program, and we're going to go back to another report. Mitt Romney calls for new century of war. The Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, is brimming with history and symbolism. South Carolina also happens to be a key state in the Republican primary. It is an ideal setting for a patriot or even a chicken hawk phony to deliver a major campaign speech. And speaking of chicken hawk phonies, that is why Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney chose this stage to introduce on October 7th his version for the communist Israelis' new American century of more wars and global occupation. As a former Marine, Ralph Forbes, I'm the writer, this writer identified with the 2,001 cadets who have contributed 1,400 of their classmates to the killing fields of Iraq and Afghanistan. I was sickened by the thought of these young Americans being cold-bloodedly used as props in a slick campaign, political campaign, to be used as cannon fodder for profit, sacrificed to cynical schemes of a foreign power, the U.S., attacking Iran. Why doesn't the establishment media remind Romney of what he said? Then ask in 2007 what none of his five sons, all perfect candidates for military service, had come forward to serve in the war that Romney supports enthusiastically. His response was, "My sons are adults. They've chosen not to serve in the military in active duty, and I respect their decision in that regard. One of the ways my sons is showing support for our nation is helping me get elected because they think I'd be a great president." Not true, folks. The mainstream media also let Romney get away with it when he said, since, and I quote, "Since 1842, every tyrant, petty thug, or great power that threatened America learned if you wanted to take on America, you were taking on the citadel. That's the line of heroes that's never broken and never will be." Mitt Romney didn't say the Citadel Cadets were in the first battle of Mount Sumter and virtually fought for the Confederacy to the bitter end against tyranny in the war between the states. But the real meat of his talk on October 7th was his version of the future. The following are excerpts of what Romney had to say, in which he advocated more global meddling and more wars. Here's a quote. "We are at war with Islamic fundamentalism. We must fight against the most ancient of prejudices, anti-Semitism. In my first 100 days in office, I will announce an initiative to increase the shipbuilding rate from 9% to 15%. I will begin the full deployment of multi-layered national ballistic missile defense system. I will enhance our deterrent against the Iranian regime by ordering the regular presence of aircraft carriers, Task Force 1 in the Eastern Mediterranean and 1 in the Persian Gulf region. I will begin discussions with Communist Israel to increase the level of our military assistance and cooperation. An Iranian nuclear weapon is unacceptable. I will launch a campaign to advance economic opportunity in Latin America, free trade. I will reaffirm as a vital national interest Communist Israel's existence as a Jewish state," which it isn't, folks. It's a Khazar state, and they're communist Khazars, and they're not Jewish. "I will count as dear our special relationship with the United Kingdom," unquote. We have this promise from the shameless chicken hawk, nuclear war against Iran, Russia, China, Pakistan, and billions of Muslims in the Middle East. Of course, this means no money for the American middle class, as well as end of jobs, Social Security, health care, tax relief, and infrastructure. Endless trillions and trillions will continue to go down the black hole of the military industrial corporation, which is the international banksters and the military industrial police, banking police state. That's all for Romney, folks. So if you vote for Romney, you're voting for the downfall of America, which is what Romney is all about, bringing America down to third world nation status and putting us under a communist totalitarian police state here in America. He's a very evil man, Mitt Romney is, and I'm looking at his face right now, and he's got a smirk on his face, and he's got his eyes on the camera, and he's got a smirk on his face, okay, which is a good photograph for this article, because he has surrounded himself with international Jewish National Security Council of 50-plus madmen Romney has surrounded himself with as a national foreign police advisor, policy advisor. Rick Perry lying about jobs in Texas. Rick Perry's presidential campaign says that 387,000 jobs have been created in Texas since August 2009 through August 2011, more than double any other state in the nation. He also claims that Texas employment grew 85% faster than in California, New York, Illinois, Florida, and Pennsylvania. But according to the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, most Texas job creation is being fed by a constant flow of illegal immigrants, both legal and illegal. The Center for Immigration Studies report specifies about 40% of all job growth in Texas since 2007 went to newly arrived illegal immigrants, and 40% went to newly arrived legal immigrants. Between 2007 second quarter, right before the recession began, in the second quarter of 2011, total employment in Texas increased by 279,000. Of this, 225,000 jobs went to illegal immigrants who arrived in the United States in 2007 or later. So more than two-fourths of the job growth in Texas can be attributed to newly arrived non-citizens, illegal aliens, while native-born longtime Texans are on the margins of their own job market. In addition, a little-known development is that Perry, via State Senate Bill 1048, went beyond the Trans-Texas Corridor, except of building and releasing public toll roads for the benefit of foreign investment entities by adding many other kinds of public assets to the mix. We are basically marrying these investment corporations with the state here in Texas. Vigilant Texas activist Terry Hall told this writer. She added that SB 1048 was reportedly written by Balfour Beatty, a British infrastructure firm. The Texas assets that mainly foreign investors would financially support include mass transit, telecommunications, our Capitol building, and every kind of public building, Ms. Hall said. Rick Perry is going to hawk it all up on the auction block of Wall Street so they, largely foreign corporate elites, can charge lease permits to get paid back for their public investments, Ms. Hall said. So that's on Rick Perry, folks. Rick Perry is also very evil. And don't vote for Mitt Romney or Rick Perry. Okay? All right. Drones to monitor the U.S. Military drones to monitor the U.S. by Bill White. Barack Obama's phony government is expanding its use of remote controlled drone aircraft from monitoring and killing its enemies overseas to tracking and monitoring average Americans here inside the United States. These are the same drones that the U.S. military claims have successfully assassinated so many of its political opponents abroad. According to two recent documents circulated by the U.S. Army, the White House is seeking vendors to help it develop tagging, tracking, and locating technology as part of a network of unmanned drones that would hover over American cities and towns, videotaping people as they go about their daily tasks. They could then use facial recognition technology to feed this information into a centralized database that would allow the government to more effectively monitor our daily lives. While the initial development of this technology will be in Afghanistan, where it will be tested on alleged terrorists and militants who oppose U.S. occupation of that country, the technology is scheduled for American delivery after testing its use on the domestic tracking of citizens. One of the two contracts to develop this tracking technology has been awarded to Prodigy Systems Corporation here in America, a government contractor that is developing systems which allow the aircraft to create three-dimensional models of their targets in order to track Americans in real time. Their technology is called the Long Range Non-Cooperative Biometric Tagging, Tracking, and Location System, with the non-cooperative referring to the fact that this technology is intended as an intrusion into every American's life. As a future frightening development, it has been reported that the Army is also experimenting with technologies that would allow these drones essentially to read people's minds by monitoring electrochemical reactions in the brain to supposedly determine if a person has hostile intention against this New World Order. One suggested use of this technology is to punish future crimes by allowing the police to arrest individuals who are exhibiting hostile intentions before they actually commit a criminal act. This technology is known as the Adverse Behavior Acquisition Collection and Understanding System, or ABACUS, and is developed by Charles River analyst Modus Operandi Incorporated, as developing a competing technology called ClearHeart. Many of these technologies are merely refinements of existing capabilities held by the U.S. federal government, which already has uses cellular phone and traffic camera technology to monitor persons and locations across the country. While information from these devices aren't funneled directly to the Fed, when the government wants to track the location of a person in recent periods, they issue subpoenas or national security letters to cell phone and local government providers to obtain records that track cellular cell phones or to the tapes of certain locations captured on camera. In an effort to integrate facial recognition technology into these applications has been ongoing as well. That's all of this report, drones to monitor U.S. We're setting up a police state here, folks. We're setting up a police state. And you may not know it, but this old cop knows it very well. This is against the law. It's against the Constitution to be tracking regular U.S. citizens. And, okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll give out our call-in number right after these important messages for the second hour of Open Phone.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm looking at my computer screen, and we still have Capitol Forum up on Republic Broadcasting Network screen here. Capitol Forum is still up there. We need to change it to the Officer Jack McLam program. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in next hour, here's that call-in number. Okay, and say a few words or to ask questions. The number is 1-800-313-3313. That's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in next hour on the Officer Jack McLam program. Okay, folks. Okay, my screen is up again, and it says Jack McLam on it. Thank you, folks there at RBN. Okay. Now, let's go to something else here, folks. Agent Orange, it's 50 years legacy of misery. I was in during the Vietnam War, folks, but I never was in country, so I didn't get sprayed with Agent Orange. Okay, but a lot of my friends did, and some of them are dead from Agent Orange, and some of them are very sick with Agent Orange right now. Toxic herbicide known as Agent Orange, named after the orange stripe painted across drums containing the defoliant, continues to wreak horrific biological damage on newborns today. Not only in the country where it was irresponsibly sprayed, but in countries where individuals, mostly veterans, of what the Vietnamese call the American War, had sent them to fight in Vietnam. President John F. Kennedy approved the large-scale chemical warfare program in August 1961 for use in Vietnam. It officially ended in 1970. That's 9 years, almost. Although numerously first-hand accounts suggest it was extended past that point and used illegally in Cambodia and Laos. Agent Orange used to clear the triple canopy jungles of Vietnam. The lifeblood of that country's civilians contained TCCDD toxin, diomin, TCDD diovin, the most toxic small molecule known as in science. Some 50 years later, Vietnamese forests practically hard hit by Agent Orange are still dead. Research done in 1982 where minute quantities of dioxin was fed to rhesus monkeys proved fatal. The American Free Press conducted an exclusive 90-minute interview with Fred A. Wilcox, the author of Scorched Earth. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages for the second hour.
Climbing,